funny that you use the term popping, Robin, and listen to the song, because, hey, Upper East Siders, Gossip Girl here, or boy, actually, because we're not sure what she had, but Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have welcomed their first child together. The New York Post says the actress gave birth over the holidays near their home in Bedford, New York. The little one's arrival was a little earlier than expected. No word yet on a name or even the sex of the baby, but apparently mom and baby both doing just fine. And to that, we say, XOXO.
It's pretty funny, though, because I read this morning that it's believed to be a girl.
Oh, believed?
Well, because I remember that story because she had a shower and a lot of the gifts were pink.
She had a 50-50
shot. Scientific deduction. Also in pop news this morning, Meryl Streep thinks someone is hot stuff. One of the most beloved stars in the world, but in the February issue of W Magazine out Thursday, the star says she has a celebrity crush of her own, and it's on Mr. Hot Stuff, Will Ferrell. Meryl admits to the magazine that she loves him in every movie he does. She then goes on to explain that Ferrell's a real man, unlike every other person's crush, Ryan Gosling, who she says could practically be her child. So there you have it, one of the biggest stars in the world confirming humor wins every time.
Yeah, I'd like to see them together.
Yes.
I just want to see Step Brothers too. I'm waiting,
Will.
I saw
that this weekend, a true classic. And I love that Meryl Streep loves his films. And then finally, in pop news this morning, it is, well, it makes girls want to have fun. It is not only the nectar of the gods, it is also the special reward for suburban moms everywhere and Tom Sobrowski. We're talking about white wine. But experts are now trying to understand why the seemingly quiet and understated glass of goodness can sometimes make women go a little cray-cray. Scientists theorize it's the higher level of sulfites in white wine, which have been linked with the blues. Also, white wine contains up to 10 times more sugar than red. And so there's no specific finding linking alcohol, sugar, and boisterous behavior. But there are plenty of stories out there. And ladies, you know what I'm talking about. So the moral of the story, drink vodka!
And you always give Tom a hard time about a Chardonnay. The man likes a Chardonnay.
And you know what? So does this gal.
How about that writing this morning? Quietly understated glass of goodness?
Yes. Thank you, George, for noticing my prose.